Monday morning then, welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name is Rob and I am this morning joined in the studio by Mr. Peter Davey. Sorry, it would help if I put the microphone up, wouldn't it? I'm having a Monday morning. I'm having one of those, folks. I'm having one for you, so you don't have to. How are you, sir? Are you well?
Morning, Rob. Thank you very much. Yes, it's, as you say, it's amazing. It's 12 months since we last spoke.
I know. It's incredible, because you came in last year to talk, obviously, about what you've come in this morning to talk about, which is the Ingate Stone Victorian evening. But I understand it's not necessarily classed as the Victorian evening anymore.
No, what we decided to do earlier in the year is to relook at it, because we've had 7 years of very successful Victorian themes.
Absolutely.
But as we got more successful, we introduced new exciting items within the Victorian theme.
Yeah.
And gradually it was becoming a bit confusing and started to become a Christmas theme.
Right, okay.
So therefore what we decided to do was to retain the real traditional parts of the Victorian evening.
Yes.
And then create a Christmas festival. And that's what we're about to achieve and roll out on the 6th of December.
So you're still keeping it quite very much the same as it has been, with the older feel and sort of the less modern take on things. Because I think Christmas has become a massively modern-y thing. It's not really what it was. And I guess that's where the evening with yourselves comes in. It's a more traditional feel of Christmas.
Yes, we're having the traditional opening ceremony of the horse and carriage.
Yes.
Down the high street. Everyone following behind. And then, as you know, we meet Patrick Shearing at his church.
Yes,
the high street.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as soon as the horse and carriage stops at the high street, at the church, that is the opening of the night.
It's like the opening ceremony.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, really? To the evening.
Absolutely.
And it's Friday the 6th of December, which is next week.
Correct.
So people have got a week or so to find out a bit more about it and to make plans. And obviously the thing is, this is not just something, you know, grown-ups can come to. Bring the whole family. There's something there for everyone to come down and enjoy.
It's a theme which emanates around the children, quite honestly, and the residents of the villages, Ingate Stone and Frierling. We've introduced a lot of new things this year to sort of add excitement to the whole high street theme. And as you know, before that even happens, we do 6 months of preparation.
Yes, yeah, I remember you saying last year that there's quite a lot of preparation that goes in, because you're closing the street for only really sort of 3 or 4 hours.
It's a soft closure, which then becomes hard closure, as I call it, at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we have a hard closure to 8:30, and then we gradually release all the traffic again, and 9 o'clock it becomes open again.
Back to normal.
It sounds simple, but our clerk, Penny Fordham, spends 6 months liaising with Brentwood in the closure process.
Absolutely.
Because the importance of this evening is to make sure that it's safe.
Of course.
And to make it safe, you need to close the road, you need to have marshals on the road to make sure that access is limited to vehicles.
Absolutely.
And it allows everyone to enjoy themselves and relax.
Yeah, and just get on with enjoying what the evening has for them.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that always, which really sort of I found quite impressive, was that you managed to turn what is, you know, the modern high street of Ingatestone into this very sort of unique feel. With the Victorian theme that you had,
yes.
You created this amazing transformation in the space of about an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it goes from being, you know, the normal Ingate Stone High Street as we know it to being the Victorian High Street that we have known for 7 years. So, how was of the stuff that you've used to do with over the last 7 years? How much of it has stayed? And obviously, you said about how it sort of changed gradually over time. Mm-hmm. You've added things here, you've added things there. What was it? What was the one thing last year then that made you say, "Let's rename it. Let's refocus." You know what the theme is for in short, really, because obviously it is the name. You know, because it hasn't changed. I guess it's the biggest change is the name, not necessarily what's happened between last year and this year.
Yeah, correct. I mean, basically, last year when we assessed it, which we always do every year, and we began to realise that by introducing, for instance, Morris dancers, we were able to spread out what I call the focus of attention in the high street, because it was centralising in the centre of the high street, and of course we've got a library one end, and we've got the community centre the other end, and in order to make sure that everyone enjoyed the whole experience of the Ingate Stone High Street, we decided to introduce such events like Morris dancers who moved around the high street and encouraged people to go up to the other end and
keep it dynamic, keep it moving,
because safety again, if you're all squashed in the middle, it becomes a problem,
of course,
especially with children in buggies and this kind of thing, and the children tend to follow that kind of theme. So this year we've decided to have, for instance, a brass band. We've got things like Punch and Judy. We've got market stalls, this kind of thing. And also, as far as the people are concerned within the village, obviously the traders are going to enjoy a new theme. It'll bring, I believe, even more people into the village from outside.
Of course.
Last year we had well over 3,000 people. Of course, they don't all live in the village.
No, of course not.
But
no,
they enjoy the experience. And if they enjoy the experience, they come back because they remember it.
Absolutely.
And that's the important thing.
There's lots of little unique things about the evening that you hold.
Yes.
That I think people enjoy, that you know, that every one person takes away something little from it, and they think I want to go back, and they make, and it becomes a thing for them as well. It sort of marks the start of Christmas for a lot of people. People use it as the right now, let's get into the spirit of things. That weekend is the first full weekend we'll have in December, obviously with the first being in a week's time on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Some people sort of wait, don't they, until the first week of December is done with, and that's why this sort of falls in a really, really perfect place.
I mean, what we've done is maintain the tradition of Christmas and the Victorian night, in fact. I mean, Reverend Patrick Shearing, who we all know, has a choral society, bell ringing, the Anglo-European Orchestra, all within the church, and it's beautiful, and the Women's Institute, and all that is going to be as it was before, because that's traditional Christmas.
Of course, absolutely.
And it's a wonderful feeling as you walk into his church, and it's obviously supported by the other churches within the village as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that familiarity, isn't it, as well, and then going along and seeing the things that you enjoyed last year, and then also experiencing a few new things every year.
Absolutely.
So I'm guessing that there are a few things you're not mentioning to me, because there are certain surprises that you like to hold back for the night and encourage people to come down and experience. So I won't try and draw them out of you. I won't be that mean to you. But it'd be nice to sort of find out, you know, there's obviously going to be places people can find out more information. There's a leaflet you've given me this morning, which you can have a look through. Loads of contact information on here as well, and a kind of a breakdown of what it, you know, of not just what this is, but also about Ingate Stone and Fryning's Parish Council and what you do throughout the year.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's not just this one event that you host and you put on and you spend months and months planning. There are other things as well, and that's one good place to find out more.
Yes, it's a newsletter which we produce, which keeps the people involved with the village, and also makes them aware of what we as a parish council are doing on their behalf.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, it is all on their behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's quite easy to get wrapped up in today's society and not really know what's going on around yourselves.
Absolutely. So. And we make sure that everything that's happening within the Brentwood Borough Council and the villages is made aware through the Fryning and Ingate Stone newsletters and communications.
It's a very good idea. It's a very good idea indeed. Peter Davey is joining me this morning from Ingate Stone and Fryning Parish Council, which is a mouthful to say. And I somehow got that right, which is very... I was quite surprised at myself there for a second. But he's coming to talk to us, you know, not only about the Parish Council itself and all the work that you do throughout the year, but, of course, specifically, you have the Christmas Festival coming up in a week and a half's time, give or take, Friday the 6th of December. We were mentioning it a few moments ago, talking about what's actually happening, and I mentioned that you've got some surprises, but you informed me that you can tell me a little bit more about what's going on. But I thought it would be worth to mention the people that are helping to put this event on, because, you know, as much as the Parish Council have come together and there's lots of members of you that spend months organising it and working out how to close off the street and things, there are sponsors from within the High Street for also sort of giving their time as well as their sort of backing to help put it on. So by all means, please let us know who it is we need to thank for this event.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, both the local traders and businesses support this financially.
Yes.
They have done over the last 7 years. and we are extremely grateful for that, because although the parish council has always funded the road closure, which in itself is not cheap.
No, I can't imagine. I can't imagine it is.
We certainly couldn't afford to hold the evening without other sponsorships. And in fact, look, going forward, because the parish council has up to now initiated the Victorian evening that was.
Yes.
And we are now looking at the Christmas festival. Several traders have suggested that it might be a good idea to form a traders association, which would be good, because
Absolutely.
It's a very positive way of going forward with it, because other parish councils or town councils, actually the initiative comes from the traders association or the round table or whatever, and the parish council offer advice.
Whereas, and therefore become the support as opposed to the leader.
Because it is their event, and therefore, you know, they leading the event is a logical way forward.
Absolutely. So are there specific people who, I mean, you've had a lot of supporters over the last few years, and people return as well. You know, people have thoroughly enjoyed it. So this year, you know, is it a longer list of, you know, because I imagine that many people see what happens and they want to get involved.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the primary contact person has always been Denise Morris of Beresford's. Denise and Paul Beresford himself give a lot of financial support to the event, primarily through the distribution of leaflets, which are current leaflets with their agencies, because we couldn't do it on our own.
No.
And obviously producing the leaflets is not inexpensive.
No, exactly.
in its own right.
That's right, yeah.
And this year, Denise is liaising with Penny, our clerk, to ensure that all the entertainment is put in place.
Yes.
That sounds a very simple comment.
You do this, you do that, you do that. Job done.
But they had to comply with their own, health and safety rules.
Absolutely.
When you have people like stilt walkers and Punch and Judy shows, and so it goes on, they all have to be bound by the regulations, quite rightly too.
Yeah, of course.
Which encompasses all the health and safety within the evening. Another very important part of the evening is that we do support local charities. And this year we're supporting the Essex Air Ambulance, the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, Wallace Kennels, and the Ingatestone Frowning Nursing Trust. We like to keep it local.
Absolutely.
And these people obviously benefit on this particular night from donations, which they rely upon all through the year, as we all know.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're all voluntary organisations, and therefore, it's as important as the night itself.
Of course it is, yeah. No, it's absolutely, it's really important to take the opportunity not only to give something to the local people as well with this event, but it's also, I think vitally important that you sort of raise awareness or use these events to raise even more awareness for the people like Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, Essex Air Ambulance, and others, you know.
One thing I would mention to you, Rob, is that Ingatestone Frowning actually created a youth council who have been very successful in their own right in raising funds for the village. And this year they've actually raised funds to actually pay for the Christmas trees that align our high street.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because without the trees, you'd have no Christmas.
No, of course
it's
not. No.
It's traditional. All credit where credit's due.
Absolutely.
They raised over £1,500 towards that event.
Oh, that's fantastic. If I had an audience in here now, so a round of applause to them, I would. That's a really great thing. It's good that people come together to, way before these events as well. You know, they're doing work throughout the year to put towards something like this.
Absolutely.
As much as people always go, we can't do Christmas in October and things, unfortunately, these things take a lot of planning and take a lot of preparation.
Yes, they do.
And therefore, you need to start doing them in June and July.
Seeing youngsters from 11 till 18 years of age getting together, forming a committee, chairing the committee,
Absolutely.
Being responsible for themselves, and being mentored by two of our councillors, who are Councillor Possen and Councillor Lee, it's great, because you see them growing in their confidence.
Absolutely.
You know, when they start chairing committees and making decisions, monetary decisions, budget monetary decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And raising funds and being seriously listened to by members of the public who actually donate.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, really. It's inspiring.
Inspiring, absolutely.
To see young people doing things like that, because I don't think there's a lot of opportunity sometimes for young people to get involved and to be older than they are.
Absolutely.
But this is clearly an opportunity that they've all grasped with two hands and gone for it.
So it's
incredible. It's going to be a fantastic evening. Friday the 6th of December, that's not this week, next week, from 6 o'clock, head yourselves over to Ingatestone for what's going to be an amazing evening. Slightly changed from last year, but you'll recognise a lot of the similarities, you know, from last year's to this year's.
Including the window competition.
Ah, yes, including the window competition, yes. which you won't, if you don't visit Ingatestone often enough, then you will maybe not realise there's actually a little bit of a competition that goes on between some of the local businesses who have to dress up their window for this event. And there is a prize for it. So they do take it quite seriously. So when you start seeing the window decorations go up, make sure you pop your heads in the doors and say, looking very good, looking very good. Or if you see something slightly wonky, help them out, you know. So maybe say, that one's a little bit off like that. They will appreciate it, I promise you that. You can find out more information from several different sources. PhoenixFM.com is always that nice, easy one to remember. Head to our local events guide, it will all be online for you. Contact details, the phone number, the best one to call is 01277 353315. That's 01277 353315, and the best person to ask for that is Clark.
Just ask for Rosemary, our assistant
Rosemary.
Clerk. Yeah, or the clerk herself, which is Penny Fordham.
Or Penny Fordham, okay. So there's two people to ask for on that one. Facebook and Twitter, if you are more of a social networking person, then you can find Ingatestone and Fryning Parish Council on Facebook and Twitter. You search for them, it's pretty easy. But we will put links on our Facebook and Twitter pages for you, so you can find them a little easier. Peter, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Rob.
Hopefully, we will see each other before next November, December. When we talk about this one again next year. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing all the details with us. It's going to be a good evening. I'm sure you will end up topping the amount of people that you had last year.